State and federal politicians are taking aim at diversity, equity, and inclusion in public schools. Indiana Senate Bill 289 would remove some DEI training and programs in Indiana if it's passed. Reporter Aubrey Wright has more on how medical schools inspired the bill.
Indiana University Medical School students are speaking out in support of DEI.
It's hard because we say DEI, but we need to understand what that means, and it's diversity, equity, and inclusion, right? There is no part of this that's meant to exclude anybody.
That's IU medical student Owen Menez, a member of the DEI Coalition student group. Students interviewed for this story are speaking on their own behalf and don't represent the medical school. To Menez, DEI means getting the best out of everybody. It means doctors have a better education and patients receive better care. But she says the proposed bill could jeopardize that.
There's a lot in this bill that's worrying, but definitely having the government so involved in our curriculum and what we're teaching worries me a lot.
Jasmina Davis is organizing with other IU School of Medicine students to speak against the bill. Davis says classrooms already lack diversity, which is key to meeting Indiana's needs.
We're simply trying to meet patients where they are. And in order to have people that look like them and to have people that they can confide in and understand their lived experiences is, I think, one of the most crucial things in medicine.
Parts of SB 289 come from Senator Tyler Johnson's experiences as a doctor and as a mentor. He didn't respond to multiple interview requests, but he told the Senate in February an unnamed student mentee's experience inspired the bill.
You know, he felt discriminated against, which obviously he was during this process, going through the medical school admissions process at a university here in Indiana.
To get into medical school, students have to take the rigorous medical college admission test and interview with colleges. Johnson says the process forced students into an ideology they don't agree with or understand, and some medical faculty supported the bill.
I've had multiple fellow faculty members here to testify in front of committee.
As a white student in IU's med school, Wade Katz says he's heard the idea that he'll have to work harder than his peers.
It doesn't seem to reflect like my own experience.
Katz says he's more concerned with politicians interfering with his education.
A politician who has no clinical experience whatsoever should not be dictating what is and what is not appropriate in medical education. And I think that sentiment is widespread among the student body and among practicing physicians around the state.
Doctors and medical education experts say there's still a need for DEI. Dr. Mary Noreen Walsh is a founding board member of Good Trouble Indiana, a grassroots advocacy group focused on healthcare.
Are medical schools diverse today? Do you think that they should be doing more?
Well, they're for many, many years, they haven't been diverse.
Walsh says DEI levels the playing field, and research shows diversity benefits patients.
Care delivery is different. Seeing doctors and the healthcare team who look like us really matters. And this science bears this out.
Walsh says Black, Latino, and Indigenous people are underrepresented in medicine, and that hasn't changed in years. After affirmative action and race-conscious admissions were banned in 2023, medical schools such as IU's saw dramatic drops in diversity. Medical student Davis says she's seen those issues in her classes.
The vast majority of students are coming from, you know, upper middle class, wealthy backgrounds.
Students say removing financial and class barriers to medical school would benefit students more than cutting DEI. For WFIU, I'm Aubrey Wright.
SB 289 passed the Senate and advanced to the House of Representatives. The U.S. Department of Education is also pressuring schools to cut DEI. On more-